Markets and Morals. There are some things money can't buy, but these days, not many. Today, almost everything is up for sale. Here are a few examples. A prison cell upgrade, $82 per night. In Santa Ana, California, and some other cities, nonviolent offenders can pay for a clean, quiet jail cell away from the cells for non-paying prisoners. Access to the carpool lane while driving solo, $8 during rush hour. Minneapolis and other cities are trying to ease traffic congestion by letting solo drivers pay to drive in carpool lanes at rates that vary according to traffic. The services of an Indian surrogate mother to carry a pregnancy, $6,250. Western couples seeking surrogates increasingly outsource the job to India, where the practice is legal and the price is less than one-third the going rate in the United States. The right to immigrate to the United States, $500,000. Foreigners who invest $500,000 and create at least 10 jobs in an area of high unemployment are eligible for a green card that entitles them to permanent residency. The right to shoot an endangered black rhino, $150,000. South Africa has begun letting ranchers sell hunters the right to kill a limited number of rhinos to give the ranchers an incentive to raise and protect the endangered species. The cell phone number of your doctor, $1,500 and up per year. A growing number of concierge doctors offer cell phone access and same-day appointments for patients willing to pay annual fees ranging from $1,500 to $25,000. The right to emit a metric ton of carbon into the atmosphere, 13 pounds or about $18. The European Union runs a carbon emissions market that enables companies to buy and sell the right to pollute. Or how about this? Admission of your child to a prestigious university. The price isn't posted, but officials from some top universities told the Wall Street Journal that they do accept some less than stellar students whose parents are wealthy and likely to make substantial financial contributions. Not everyone can afford to buy these things, but today there are lots of new ways to make money. If you need to earn some extra cash, here are some novel possibilities. Rent out space on your forehead or elsewhere on your body to display commercial advertising, $777. Air New Zealand hired 30 people to shave their heads and wear temporary tattoos with the slogan, "Need a change? Head down to New Zealand." Or you could serve as a human guinea pig in a drug safety trial for a pharmaceutical company, $7,500. The pay can be higher or lower, depending on the invasiveness of the procedure used to test the drug's effect and the discomfort involved. Or you could fight in Somalia or Afghanistan for a private military company, $250 per month, up to $1,000 per day. The pay varies according to qualifications, experience, and nationality. Or you could stand in line overnight on Capitol Hill to hold a place for a lobbyist who wants to attend a congressional hearing. You could make $15 to $20 an hour. The lobbyists pay line-standing companies who hire homeless people and others to queue up. Or if you're a second grader in an underachieving Dallas school, you could read a book and earn $2. To encourage reading, the schools pay kids for each book they read. If you are obese, lose 14 pounds in 4 months and earn $378. Companies and health insurers now offer financial incentives for weight loss and other kinds of healthy behavior. Buy the life insurance policy of an ailing or elderly person, pay the annual premiums while the person is alive, and then collect the death benefit when he or she dies. You could make, potentially, millions, depending on the policy. This form of betting on the lives of strangers has become a $30 billion industry. The sooner the stranger dies, the more the investor makes. We live at a time when almost everything can be bought and sold. Over the past three decades, markets and market values have come to govern our lives as never before. We did not arrive at this condition through any deliberate choice. It is almost as if it came upon us. As the Cold War ended, markets and market thinking enjoyed unrivaled prestige. Understandably so. No other mechanism for organizing the production and distribution of goods had proved as successful at generating affluence and prosperity. And yet, even as growing numbers of countries around the world embraced market mechanisms in the operation of their economies, something else was happening. Market values were coming to play a greater and greater role in social life. Economics was becoming an imperial domain. Today, the logic of buying and selling no longer applies to material goods alone, but increasingly governs the whole of life. It is time to ask whether we want to live this way.